Brexit's Nigel Farage hints at political comeback to replace Conservative Party. By Kurt Zindulka on October 20, 2022. Brexit leader Nigel Farage hinted at a potential political comeback on Wednesday evening following a dramatic evening in Westminster that ultimately precipitated in the downfall of Prime Minister Liz Truss. Farage, who was instrumental in the downfall of two previous Tory prime ministers, suggested that he may be up for a shot at the hat trick, as in his opinion, the Conservative Party is dead and is in need of replacing. Mr. Farage said that there has been a globalist coup with the installation of Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt, whom the Brexiteer described as the President of the United Kingdom, as he was widely regarded as having final say over policy decisions during the last days of the Truss premiership. Mr. Farage said that the Conservative Party is now showing its true colours, continuing, "Politically it never ever believed in Brexit. I have to tell you, they are the most self-centred, selfish people I've ever met in my life. They're in politics not for their beliefs, not for what they can do for the country. They're in it for their own ghastly little careers," he added. When pressed by GB News host Dan Wooden on if he would consider a return to frontline politics and perhaps try to forge a coalition movement alongside Reclaim Party leader Lawrence Fox and Reform UK's Richard Tice, Farage said that in light of the first-past-the-post voting system, it would be a difficult challenge and therefore would need allies in the fight. "If we're going to replace this Conservative Party, if we're going to build a new centre-right movement that believes in the individual as opposed to the big corporate, that believes in national security as opposed to just-in-time supply chains and all of those things, what is clear to me is that I absolutely could not do that on my own," he said. Mr. Farage said that he would be looking for key defectors from the Tory party in order to legitimise a move against the Conservatives, saying, "It would need several major figures to recognize the Conservative Party is dead. Whether a Suella Braverman or others have got the courage to strike out and do this, I don't know. We need something that is sincere, that is genuine. That is not as the Tories all are now, centre-ground social democrats. I can't do that on my own, but if there are other major figures that want this to happen, if there are major media organizations that want this to happen, then it can. But I can't do it on my own," he concluded. Mr. Farage stepped back from frontline politics in 2021 following the official departure of the United Kingdom from the European Union, the completion of a decades-long campaign from him and others. Mr. Farage has been still vocal in setting the political agenda in Britain, with his prime-time programme on GB News proving a ratings success. He does, however, have a history of returning to the political fold. Following the 2016 EU referendum, Mr. Farage stepped down as the leader of the United Kingdom Independence Party, UKIP, saying, "I want my life back." Yet, he would be thrust back into electoral politics in 2019, when he formed the Brexit Party, amid fears that the Westminster establishment would overturn the results of the referendum and backtrack on Brexit. The party achieved success in its first election, dominating the European Parliament elections and winning 29 seats, the most of any party. The humiliating defeat for the ruling Conservative Party ultimately spelled the downfall of anti-Brexit former Prime Minister Theresa May, the second Tory leader Farage deposed, with the 2016 Brexit vote forcing globalist Prime Minister David Cameron to step down. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.